Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to the story of Jesus. Yesterday, we read about the wise men coming to Jesus and about the gifts that we can give to Jesus. Today, we are going to learn about a trip that Jesus went on when he was only 2 years old. So, get a fuzzy blanket and your favorite stuffed animal because it's time to follow Jesus. This is The Story of Jesus by Ellen White, Chapter 4, The Flight into Egypt. Herod had not been honest in saying that he wanted to go and worship Jesus. He feared that the Savior would grow up to be a king and take his kingdom from him. He wanted to find the child that he might have him put to death. The wise men prepared to return and tell Herod, but the angel of the Lord appeared to them in a dream and sent them home another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be you there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." Joseph did not wait till morning. He rose at once, and with Mary and the child started by night on the long journey. The wise men had given costly presents to Jesus, and in this way God provided for the expenses of the journey and their stay in Egypt until they should return to their own land. Herod was very angry when he found that the wise men had gone home another way. He knew what God by his prophet had said about Christ's coming. He knew how the star had been sent as a guide to the wise men. Yet, he was determined to destroy Jesus. In his wrath, he sent soldiers to kill all the children that were in Bethlehem from 2 years old and under. How strange that a man should fight against God! What an awful scene this slaying of the innocent children must have been. Herod had before done many cruel things, but his wicked life was soon to end. He died a terrible death. Joseph and Mary remained in Egypt till after the death of Herod. Then an angel appeared to Joseph and said, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life." Joseph had hoped to make his home in Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, but on coming near to Judea, he learned that a son of Herod was reigning in place of his father. This made Joseph afraid to go there, and he did not know what to do. So God sent an angel to instruct him. Following the directions of the angel, Joseph returned to his old home in Nazareth. To be continued. I hope you were listening, because it's time now for our daily questions. Are you ready? Question number one. Who told Joseph to go to Egypt? Question number two. And this is a more serious question. Herod tried to fight against God, and he did some terrible, terrible things because of it. Is it ever worth fighting against God? Will we ever gain anything by fighting against God? Or will it just hurt us and hurt others? So that's your question. Think about it very seriously. Does it ever help us to fight against God? Or does it really just hurt us and hurt others? Question number three. What city did Joseph go to after they came back from Egypt? Now, you can answer these questions any way you'd like. And one way you can do that is by sending your answers to us at aplacetodosomething@gmail.com. Or you can tag us on Instagram and Facebook at aplacetodosomething. We love to see your answers, and we'd love to share them with others. And don't forget to check out the activity today at aplacetodosomething.com/thestory. Thank you so much for joining us today, and make sure to check back tomorrow for the next chapter in The Story of Jesus.
This audio program was brought to you by A Place to Do Something and narrated by Ruthie Reeves. You can find more programs like this at www.aplacetodosomething.com.